Greetings. This is October the 31st, 2009, on the subject of hate crimes law. President Obama, on October the 28th, 2009, this week, signed into law a measure extending hate crimes protections to sodomites. Now, even though Christians do not advocate violence toward anyone or any group, this law could be detrimental to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ across our land. It could place restrictions not only on preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, but also on preaching against sin and judgment. The Bible tells us in Matthew 28 that the church must stand and the church must preach the truth. Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." We are to preach God's word and preach the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ to those who need it, and preach judgment to those who reject Him as their Savior. Now, those who promote sodomy stand in direct opposition against God and His Word. I'm going to be reading from Romans chapter 1, a New Testament passage dealing with the subject of sodomy. Sodomy in the Bible is considered as an abomination from the book of Genesis, chapter 13, verse 13, throughout the entire Bible to the book of Revelation. In Leviticus 18 and Leviticus 20, it is actually called an abomination. Sodomy is a sin against God. You see, the Bible tells us in Genesis 1 that God created male and female, and He told them to be fruitful and multiply, which has to do with procreation. We see this in the very beginning of the Bible. In Genesis chapter 19, we see that God destroyed an entire city because of this sin that we're addressing today. So first of all, sodomy is a sin against God and His created order. Secondly, sodomy is a sin against nature, as we're going to see here in Romans chapter 1. It is an unnatural sin. It is unnatural. And number three, sodomy is a sin against society. As I've already mentioned, God destroyed an entire city because of it. Now, in Romans chapter 1, verse 18 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." In verse 24, "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use unto that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet." Verse 28, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." Then in verse 32, "Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." According to this passage, first of all, God says in His holy word, in verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." And then in verse 24 through 28, we see the issue of sodomy. And we see that three times the Bible tells us in these verses that God gave them up or gave them over. I want you to understand that sodomy is an abomination according to the Bible. The King James Bible uses the word sodomite. This is the word that God chose to use in reference to this sin. Now, we understand that there is salvation for all. The Bible tells us clearly that if an individual repent of their sins and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, that they can be saved. Otherwise, according to 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9, 10, and 11, the door to heaven, the door to the kingdom of God, is closed to the sodomite. Now, there's other sins listed in the passage, but we're dealing with the subject of sodomy today. The door is closed to the sodomite unless he or she is willing to repent of their sins, turn from their sins, and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. John 8 and verse 32 tells us that there is freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ, that God will set us free. He will make us free. The Bible says in Acts 20 and verse 21 that we must repent. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Coming back to 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9, 10, 11. In verse 11, he says, "And such were some of you." There is a list of sins, and in those sins we see the sin of sodomy. And the Bible says, "And such were some of you." God is willing to save anyone today, no matter what sin it is, but they must be willing to repent and willing to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, turning from their sins. Now, there's other terms in the Scriptures that are used in reference to sodomy. The Bible speaks of uncleanness, vile affections, as it's called here in Romans chapter 1, unseemly, effeminate, abusers of themselves with mankind, and inordinate affections. Now, as we come to a close, think about a passage in Isaiah 5 and in verse 20. There is a warning. God says, "Woe." There is a warning to those who will call evil good and good evil and put darkness for light or light for darkness. God is very clear in His Word that we are not to change the truth. Now, Romans 1:18 says that there are those that who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Well, God is very plain and clear that we're not to hold His truth in unrighteousness, because He says that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. It doesn't matter how many laws are passed. It doesn't matter how many people say that this sin is right. God says it is an abomination. It doesn't matter how many church leaders or people across our land that accept this sin as being normal. God says that it is an abomination. We must accept God's word in order to enter into His kingdom. Yes, these laws can be very detrimental to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and still yet, the church has a mandate, and that is to preach God's word, to stand for God's word, to proclaim His truth. And I say again, those who promote sodomy, whether it be a politician, religious leader, layman, or anyone else, those who promote sodomy stand in direct opposition to God and His Word. Thank you.